Hello. Now you're sitting on another nice bench. You get to look kind of downhill through another nice valley. Looking to your left and looking to your right, there are two very large trees, one of which unfortunately has been carved up. Both of those are American beech. The two beech that you're looking at are probably in the 150-year-old zone. They were here a very long time before Constance and Edward H. McCabe were here. They were here a very long time before I was here and you were here. 150 years is quite a long time. But they stand as testament to some of the way the world looked back then. The valley is very impressive. If you're here in the early spring and you're lucky enough to catch the American dogwood bloom time, you'll find that the woods are full of pretty white flowers that are occasionally quite fragrant. This is a nice pace in the woods. I've lost a lot of hours of my life to sitting on this bench. None of those hours have been lost. They've all been pretty pleasant and quite productive in watching the wildlife here at McCabe move around. This is a great spot for springtime bird watching in that you're up on a sizable hill looking down into woodlands, so many of the warbler species here at McCabe are a little closer to eye level instead of having to twist your neck and look skyward to find these greatly wonderful species full of lots of colors and wonderful sounds. Thanks, Chris Bennett, for doing all the work and trying to figure out what birds lived here. The bench you're sitting on got here at the hands of numbers of good volunteers who helped us lay out the trail systems, who put these benches in, who built the dock, who built the kiosk here at McCabe in the land that Eddie McCabe and his wife Constance gave us. Think about that for a minute. Edward and Constance McCabe were so enamored with this property of 143 acres that before they died, they made it a point to donate this land to the Nature Conservancy so that it would be preserved and wouldn't become tract housing, wouldn't become an industrial concept, wouldn't become roads, but would be here as woods so that you could come here and sit around and enjoy this wonderful place. So thanks to Eddie and Constance McCabe for doing the wonderful things they did. I'm not walking you everywhere around this preserve. You have a trail map in your hands. You can get one on the web. You can get one on the kiosk. I'm just going to take you to a few other little spots so we can see some of the other neat places here at McCabe. And you can get a chance to pick up a little bit of additional information that folks that don't use the podcast won't get. So this is kind of a bonus to you. And by the way, thanks to you for being here, because unless people like you come to McCabe and walk the trails and look at birds and enjoy the place, no one else is going to be around, past me, to support the work of the Nature Conservancy. Which brings me to this, the little commercial part of our tour. Your job is to support the work of the Nature Conservancy, to become active partners with the Nature Conservancy, to become members of the Nature Conservancy, to donate to the Nature Conservancy either in finances or in time by volunteering here at the chapter or by volunteering elsewhere at the Nature Conservancy, 50 chapters all across the United States. Look on the web. How many places do we work internationally? Well, I'll let you go find that out and investigate those places. So come see us more often, not only physically, but virtually. And remember to support us and do things that help us get our work done. Because without you, the work that we're doing today sort of becomes meaningless. Thanks for being here.